I've been at King's for 16 years now, nearly. So it's a long time. And I'm responsible for Key Stage 3. So you might have brothers, sisters, friends, people that you know who've been to King's in lower school, and you might have heard my name before, but that's my job. So I'm responsible for transition. What I want to do today is answer all of the questions that you guys have sent through. Some of them we answered on Wednesday, but I'll answer them all again today, I think. I want to talk a little bit about King's, because normally we would have come into everybody's primary school and we would have had a conversation about what it's like at King's. We have only got half an hour today, though. So, I'm gonna do as much as I possibly can in that time. If you have a question and you haven't sent it through already and it comes to mind, please feel free to pop that into the chat function here. And if I haven't answered it by the end, we'll get through those and see if we can answer a few more as well. I want to talk a little bit about the team at King's as well, and hopefully be able to share with you the PowerPoint that I just had on a second ago. Hopefully you recognize that the person that you could see when you logged on was Henry VIII. So I'm going to hopefully share that with you again. So the first picture there is Henry VIII. We were founded by Henry VIII in 1541. So as a school, we've got a pretty significant chunk of history. We're not far off 500 years of the King's School, Peterborough. And we were originally founded and based in the Cathedral Precinct. So if you've ever been there before, you might recognise that as Peterborough Cathedral. And that's a really big part of school life. There's a reason why it's in the middle. Excuse me, just let some people in. There's a reason why that the words the cathedral are in the middle of the name of the school. It's a really important part of our school life. I said on Wednesday that when you arrive on the 6th of September, so the first day proper, if you like, you'll arrive into the hall and then we'll all go down to the cathedral. And that's the main nave of the cathedral. That's what it looks like when it's full of maroon blazers. We haven't been able to get there this year, so I am particularly excited about September getting back to the cathedral. Excuse me again. We have obviously grown over the years. We have slightly more students now than we did in 1541, where I believe we had 12. We now have 12 or over 1200. And this was, these were the first buildings that we had when we moved onto the site that we're currently on. And this building here, if you can see my cursor, hopefully that's coming up on your screen as well. That building there is the library. This building here is where we have English. So they were the first few buildings that we have. You wouldn't be able to take this photograph anymore because in the foreground, everything has been built on, and these buildings on the right, they don't exist anymore. They've been knocked down and replaced with something much more modern. But this bit here is, this is the front view of that, and you probably recognize that. We refer to this part here as the tower entrance, the clock tower, and this is the Victorian part of our school. Fantastic. There's corridors and staircases going all over the place here. There's little tunnels underground and all sorts going on. But we complement that with new buildings. So that picture that I said here, that you wouldn't be able to take that anymore, because these buildings are all in the way, I guess now. So the field that was in the foreground of that older photograph was here. So we've obviously built and grown over the years. This is a picture of the library. And this is, I said, didn't I, that this was one of the original buildings. This article appeared in, I think it was on Cambridgeshire Live or something like that. And it described this school, your school, as the hidden Hogwarts of Cambridgeshire. And this is the picture that they used, because there are parts of our school that are hundreds of years old. And this part used to be the chapel, but it's been converted now into the library. This is the head boy and head girl for next year. So that's Charlotte and Druval. I mentioned on Wednesday that you might see some students walking around school with the black gowns over their blazers, and you can see the black gowns that Charlotte and Draval are wearing. The head boy and head girl are obviously prefects as well. And anybody that you see who's wearing one of those black gowns is a prefect, so they will be there to help you. You will have at least two of those assigned to your form group in September. So they will be there to help you with all of the little questions that you might have about. I've got science first thing, and my timetable says 1:95. How do I get to there? They'll be able to tell you how to get there. Somebody might say, we've got technology tomorrow and we've been told we need to drop our ingredients off at this point and that. But what does that mean? I don't understand that instruction. And they'll be able to help you with that. They'll be able to help you with all of your questions. Okay. So I'm going to stop sharing now and I'm just going to come back to myself. And I think we haven't got anybody else waiting. So those are just a few images of the school, because you may not have been able to get on site and you may not be familiar with what the school looks like. But that just gives you a little bit of a flavour of what we're like, things that are important to us, and the kind of the contrast between the old and the new. lots of your questions now, I think, I'm going to be able to answer by taking you through this particular piece of paper. That is a timetable for a current Year 7 student. There are lots of letters and numbers and all sorts on that. You'll get one of those in September, and you'll probably look at it and think, not a clue what to do with that. Again, your form tutor and the prefects will be able to help you. So school starts for us at 8:35. Okay, that's why there's a gap at the top here. There's a gap. 8:35 is assembly time. And then you go into lessons. One of the questions was, what lessons will we have? You will have loads of different lessons. And for each lesson, you'll move around to a different part of the school. That's one of the big differences between primary school, middle school and secondary school, that you will move around for all of your different lessons. My office, where I'm currently sat, the science block is just behind me. So that's where you can get the Bunsen burners out and we can mix chemicals and make things go bang, obviously in a controlled way. But the science block is there. The maths block is just to my right. English is further along, straight ahead. The games field, so where you'll have your games lesson every week. You'll be pleased to hear this is a mile away. And you do have to walk there and you do have to walk back, I'm afraid. The sports hall is over the road. So the arts, design, technology, drama, they're all in different parts of the school. And you'll move to different sections of the school, to specialist buildings with specialist teachers for all of those. So at 9 o'clock, lessons will start. Normally, your lesson will be a double period of an hour and 15. So I'll take this example. Of this morning, this particular student has got PE in the sports hall for a double. After that, there's break time, and that's 20 minutes. You guys will have access to the dining hall, hopefully, at break time, because you need some food. So in about 7 minutes, it might get a little bit noisy. You might hear some background noise, and that's because my office is also where the queue for the dining room is. And it's a bit like a stampede. It's a little bit like feeding time at the zoo sometimes when the boys want to eat some food and get a sausage roll or a slice of pizza. So if that happens, I'll apologise. Question that's just come in, how long is assembly? A registration period is 8:35 until 9 o'clock. The assembly isn't 25 minutes long because you have to register, you have to drop your bags off. Sometimes you'll deliver an assembly to your form group and it's about 5 minutes, 5 minutes of good quality reflection. So after break, you'll then move into four single lessons, two doubles. This individual today has got double science and then double French. But yesterday had a single English, double geography and a single RS. So if you have a single lesson, that's 35 minutes long. Then there's a slightly bigger gap down here somewhere, and that's lunchtime. And then we have two lessons after lunch. I say two lessons, two periods normally. One double lesson, and then we'll finish at 3:35, and everybody will be finishing at the same time next year. No 2 days are the same. So today, this individual has PE, then double science, double French, double maths, and on Monday has double English, double RS, double games, double tech. So those 2 days are completely different. You need to be organized with your bags. You don't want to bring every book for every lesson every day, because you'll need a really big bag and you'll be dragging it behind you. And after a week or so, your back will start to hurt because you've got so much stuff to carry around with you. So to help you with that, you will have a locker. So you can bring stuff in. You can leave loads of bits and pieces in your locker. Obviously, if you need it for homework, you have to take it home and remember to bring it back in. But you don't need to take everything with you all the time. Yes, we do. So just referring to these questions here so I can cover some of them off. The menu changes daily. We have themed days. I work very closely with Mrs. Stringwell, who manages our catering facilities. She's really keen. So if you've got an idea, you would like to celebrate something, speak to her and she'll put a menu on that suits that. So we've had Mexican food, we've had Chinese food, we've had Italian food, we've had loads of different specialist menus. If there's something that you want to get on the menu, then please let us know. When do you have PE? You will have PE on a Monday, or you have games rather, every Monday at the same time, every single Monday. And then you have a PE lesson once a fortnight. And I don't know when that will be, because it will be different for different form groups. You should know your form tutor already, because you hopefully received a booklet that was a certain colour. It would have been red, green, yellow or blue. On the front of that would have been the initials for your form tutor. So you should know that. You won't meet them until the 1st of September when you come in for your first move up day. The four colours relate to the four houses that we have. We have St. Oswald's, which is yellow. We have St. Chad's, which is red. We have St. Peter's, which is blue. And we have green, which is school house. So you should know your house and your form tutor. If you haven't received that, please let us know. I know that we had a query this week because somebody's moved house recently. So the address has changed. We posted it to the old one. We need to send it out to the new one. So if you haven't had that information and you're still unsure about that, speak to whoever's at home this evening. And if they don't know, let us know. And they should know how to get in touch with us, because you can do that through the website. How likely is it to be put in the same form as somebody you know? Quite likely, because you can tell from the number of participants in this. I would imagine most schools have got probably 10 different I've probably got 10 different people in their meetings, or 10 different groups, because they don't have as many feeder schools as we do. So there are a couple of people that I can see who are sat by themselves at the moment. Now, you might be at home because your school might have broken up. You might be at home because you're isolating, but you might just be at school, but you're the only person who is coming to King's from your school. So it's not unusual. You can probably see the pictures on your screen as well. You'll be able to see that there are lots of people sat by themselves. So if you know somebody, we'll put you with them, but it's likely that there'll be a significant number of you who don't know anybody else coming from different schools. And that's not a problem. That's probably, from your point of view, one of the things that you're really nervous about. But from my point of view, it's a real strength of the school. You're going to get to know loads of different people. You're going to get to know people who've got the same interest as you. And in your primary school class, you might be in a class of 15. You might be even smaller than that. You might be in a class of 30. When you come here, you'll be in a year group of 150. You're going to find people who share the same interest as you. You're going to develop new and different and exciting friendships as you move through the school. So it's likely, if you're coming from a school where there are six of you, for example, there are one or two larger groups, then you won't probably all be in the same form group. We'll have spoken to your teacher and we might have put two of you in three different form groups, and we've split things up like that. We have eight lessons a day. They are, like I said, normally double. So it's normally a four double day, but you could, in theory, have eight single lessons in a day. Will we be able to get into the orchestra? Yes, if you go along to the rehearsals and you are particularly musical, then yeah, absolutely, you could do that. You do get a tour when you arrive. I'm going to talk about that in that move-up day a little bit later, so I'll just get past that one. What happens if you get lost? You can't be lost for long. You may well get lost and think, I don't know where I am, but you won't be lost for long because we have got loads of prefects, loads of staff, and all you need to do is find somebody and say, I don't know where I'm going. I don't know where I am. I need to get to an English lesson, and they'll show you where you need to be. Okay, so I'm just going to deal with a couple of the questions that are on the paper that I've been given, so the ones that you've already sent through, and then I'll come back to the questions that are in the chat and see if we've covered those off. So your year group, year seven, will be 150 people, and you will be in five forms of 30. You'll have quite a few lessons in your form group, but there are lessons where you're mixed up. So games, for example, the whole year group goes up to the field and your groups are mixed up from there. In maths, you'll do a test when you get to us, and we do set for maths, but that's the only subject in year seven that we set for. Everything else is mixed ability, mixed groups. Somebody said, what subjects will we learn about? Well, I'm just going to go through the list of subjects from this timetable that I've had, and you'll get a picture for what you're going to do. So, technology, RS, French, games, science, English, tech again, maths, drama, IT, art, geography, music, history. There's loads of different subjects that we do. Have a learning for life lesson as well. There are absolutely loads of subjects that you're going to learn about. How much art will you learn? I don't know. It depends how you pay attention in lessons. You cover loads of different genres of art. You cover loads of different styles. You'll be working with clay. You'll be working with oil pastels. Loads of different mediums. How much will you learn? That's up to you, I guess. But you will cover a really broad curriculum in art. Who goes first for lunch? We covered this as the most important question. I think it may well be you guys actually next year. Homework is also one that's come up more than once. So your parents asked about how they can help you with homework, and we talked about that briefly. So you will have a planner. It's a little, almost like a diary for you to keep, where you'll put in information about which homework you've been given, when it's due, what details of what's expected of you. And your parents will need to sign that once a week. Questions about, is homework all online or is it using pen and paper? And it will be a mixture of both. Sometimes it will be to do some research online. Sometimes it will be to do some word processed work. And sometimes it will be to write an extended piece of writing in an English lesson. So there's not one answer to that. There's going to be loads of different ways that you'd be expected to do homework. What are trips like? Well, trips are great. This year we haven't been able to do any. I'd imagine that's probably been the same for you guys in primary schools. I know that lots of the trips that my children in their primary school were due to go and have unfortunately been cancelled. We're really hopeful that next year we'll get back to normal. So by normal, I mean a range of day trips, days out, but also there's a ski trip, which you may be able to get involved in, perhaps not in year seven, but perhaps in year eight. And at the end of year seven, we go away, you'll go away, hopefully, for 3 days to a place called Gilwell. That's actually the National Scout headquarters, and it's just down towards London, just inside the M25. And we'll go there for a residential, so we'll spend 3 days at half the year group, and then the other half will come down. So there are loads of trips, and I'm really hopeful that we'll be able to get back to that full program next year. You do not have to wear your uniform for the move-up day. We'll talk a little bit about that. That's on the 1st of September. That's before our school starts back. You'll arrive at the front of school, the main foyer. There'll be lots of signs. There'll be people directing you where you need to go. You'll come in, you'll sign in, you'll get a name badge, you'll meet your form tutor, you'll meet everybody else who's in your form. You'll meet me, you'll meet Mrs. Palmer, you'll meet Mr. Jenkins, who's going to be your head of year. Mrs. Palmer is your pupil support officer. And then you'll do lots of different things with your form. So you'll have a tour, you'll have your photograph taken for your swipe card, you will do some team building activities, and then we'll finish that morning off with a barbecue out in the main quad. And hopefully by then you'll have started to feel comfortable with those people who are in your form. So it's a fairly simple done. I don't need to go into too much detail about exactly the activities that you'll do, but you'll spend time with your form group. Lots of you, we've got 126 people, last time I checked, signed up for summer school. So if you're able to come to that, that'll be great. You will have history lessons, English lessons, art lessons, but you'll do loads of PE, drama type activities as well. If you can't do that because you've booked to go away, that's not the end of the world. It's not a problem. It won't matter, but it will help. It will, and that will be a really enjoyable, hopefully, start to your summer holiday. And again, hopefully you'll start to feel a bit more comfortable about coming to King's. I said earlier, we are quite a big school. We've got over 1,200 students, and we are strange in that we don't have all our buildings on one site. We're not a brand new building where everything's put into one place. We've got the sports all over the road in that direction. Behind me, we've got Madeley House, and that's a bit further up the road. That used to be the old boarding house when we had people who used to board at the school. And then even further along the road, we've got the games field. So we're quite a big school. We're quite a big site. And we've got more than one. So you'll have to get used to moving around the site and where you need to be. And it's all good for the step count, particularly on a on a games day. We have to walk to the games field. On my watch, I think it's about 3,000 steps to get down there. And the same back again, plus all the running around and moving that you'll be doing in the lesson. So it's a really good, really good day, a really active day when you have games. Somebody said, what books are there in school? Well, I did show you a picture of the library just as you all joined, and we have got thousands and thousands of books. And you may or may not already do this, but when you join us in year seven, everybody gets involved in something called the Accelerated Reader Program. And that's designed to challenge your reading, to get you to read books that will help you develop your reading, your vocabulary, but also reading different genres of books. So trying to move away from perhaps just only reading The Diary of a Wimpy Kid to reading books about science and technology and some different literature. So we've got absolutely loads of books, thousands and thousands of books. There is always going to be something for you to read and something for you to enjoy, hopefully, reading. We are made up of myself. I look after the key stage. That's one of my responsibilities, to look after the three-year groups, 7, 8, and 9. You have your own head of year, Mr. Jenkins. You have pupil support officer, Mrs. Palmer. And then there are 5 form groups. So that's the structure, if you like, of year 7. 5 form tutors, pupil support officer, and your head of year. And then me, kind of in the background, really. You won't see me on a day-to-day basis. You'll see more of your head of year, and your form tutor, plus Mrs. Palmer. Okay, what do you do at break time and lunchtime and in between lessons? So at break time, you'll have an allocated area outside where it's only for year 7. And then at lunchtime, there is an allocated area for your year group as well, but there'll also be a ball games area. So if you're the sort of person who wants to go and charge about and run around and kick a ball around, then there's an area called the cage that you do that in. If you've heard somebody refer to the cage, don't worry. It's not a cage that we lock you in and you know, it's not a punishment of any description. It's just an area of the school. It's a large playground that's got a fence around it, and that's what the students have christened that the cage. That's where you go to kick a ball around. Between lessons, the bell will go, your teacher will dismiss you, and you'll move around to your next lesson. Really good question here. Which football team do I support? I support Lincoln City, because I was born in Lincoln, the mighty Imps. My children support Peterborough. So if you're a Peterborough supporter, because they were born in Peterborough, you will probably know that you got promoted this year and Lincoln didn't. So my 5 and 8-year-old have been making sure that I haven't lost sight of the fact that they got promoted and my football team didn't, but that's who I support. Will children in different year groups be mixing? You will move, as you move around school, be seeing other students from different year groups. Your house will have people from upper 6, year 13, all the way down to year 3, because we do actually have a junior department as well. So your lessons will be with your own year group, but you'll have houses, house assemblies, and your house is with all the different year groups across the school. We will have key stage assemblies as well. So that's all the different year groups, 7, 8, and 9 together. So you will get to meet students from different year groups as you move through. Your form tutor doesn't change every year, but it may change. Obviously, people come and go from schools, but we try to keep those as consistent as we can, and it certainly won't change every year. You are allowed your mobile phone in school, but you're not allowed to use it during the day. The reason we allow you to bring them in with you is because, again, you can see we've got 63 participants. I think we have 67 feeder schools, and so there are occasions when you might need to contact home to arrange a lift, because some of you have got quite a significant journey. Some of you are round the corner. Some of you are quite a long way away this morning. And so it might be that you need to contact home to arrange a lift. So you are allowed to bring mobile phones with you, but we don't expect to see them during the day. There is an equipment list. I'm conscious of the time, so I'm going to race through these now. There's an equipment list on the website, so you'll need to make sure you're familiar with that. There are lots of opportunities to learn instruments. You will have music lessons as part of your timetable, but if you're particularly musical, you'll also have the opportunity to learn on a one-to-one basis with a specific music teacher. So I'm going to go back over to these questions here, and they are coming in thick and fast. We probably won't have time to answer all of them, but I'll try to get them all and send the answers out to you in a document. You get your timetable when you come in September on the 6th. What sports do you do in PE? You do loads of different sports, volleyball, table tennis, basketball, your games lessons, football, cricket, rugby for the boys, girls, you do rounders, netball and hockey. We do athletics, we do loads of different activities, trampolining, we've got a gym that you're welcome to use as well. Absolutely, you can bring a packed lunch, not a problem with that at all. Yes, you do have to do rugby, I'm afraid. How many breaks do you get a day? You get two, you get break after your first double lesson, and then you get lunch a little bit later on during the day. It's called games because it always has been. That's how we distinguish between games and your PE lesson. Your PE lesson is at the sports hall, which is on site, or it's just over the road, and games is further up the road. There are different numbers of classrooms. It depends on the size of the department. Science is a big department, so there are lots of those. Maths is a big department, so there's 7 or 8 of those. But fewer for the slightly smaller departments. When do you do major tests? You'll do a maths test when you join us in year 7. You'll do a few end of year exams at the end of year 7, but you won't do loads and loads and loads of tests. So you don't need to worry about that. Yes, you do stay in the same room for double lessons. You don't move around. Can you invent something in tech? I think they'd be delighted if you invented something in tech and then patent it, and then we can claim some of the reflected glory there. Yeah, absolutely. School day is slightly longer here than it is in most other schools. We finish slightly later at 3:35. I don't think you'll have to come in your PE kit next year on PE days, but we'll confirm that with you in September. Phones we've done that. Are blazers and jumpers mandatory on hot days? No, we have something called shirt sleeve order. Why it's called that, I don't know, but it always has been, and I don't think we'll change the name of it. We're currently in that. When it's warm, we say that it's now shirt sleeve order. That means you can have your shirt, your blouse as your top layer. You don't have to wear your jumper, and you don't have to wear your blazer, but you do need your blazer with you. So no, you don't have to wear 3 layers even when it's really warm outside. Tests, you don't have to do any tests on most days. Don't worry about tests. Let's forget about tests. Tests are few and far between. What type of school bag should we get? There isn't a set bag. If you like my children at their primary school, they have a particular bag that they all buy, but you can buy whichever bag you want, as long as you can fit stuff in it, as long as it's practical, as long as it's easy to carry, you can get your own. More tests. Do we get in trouble if we get lost? No, you don't. If you're in year 9 and you're half an hour late to a lesson and you say, oh, I'm late because I got lost, I would probably say, you're in year 9. I think you know where you're going. I think you're trying to pull a fast one there. But you certainly won't get in trouble for getting lost for a long time at the start of year 7. What happens if you're new but you're late because you're lost? The teacher will say, no problem. Sit, come in, sit down. This is the work. But again, if you're in year 9 and you say, I'm late because I got lost, I don't think the teacher would accept that one. The booklet is yours to keep. You do quite a lot of maths and English and science because they're really important subjects. Talked about that. You'll get different amounts of homework. On average, it works out one piece of homework a day. So that's roughly speaking half an hour of homework a day. You are all in the same year group. Yes, you are all our new year sevens. Yes, there are trips abroad. How long is detention? Who asked how long is detention? Now, that person's probably expecting to be in that. It's an hour, but let's not focus on how long detention is because I'm absolutely confident that none of you will be in that for a very long time. Move up day then is the first, but we've written home about that. So that's the 1st of September. You'll come in for that in your own clothes. And then we start properly on the 6th of September. Our canteen does cater for every single different type of diet, whether you're vegan, vegetarian, and yes, that does include a halal offering as well. And I think, given the time and given the fact that some people will need to leave, I will stop answering questions there. But what I will do is go through those when you guys have all left. I will go through those, I will write the answers down, and I will get those sent across to, I'll probably send those home in an email to parents and carers. If anything has come to mind that isn't in that document that comes across when you're chatting to people in your school or your teacher, your TA, mum, dad, whoever's at home, then please do get in touch with us. It's really, the whole point of everything we're doing here is just to make sure that you guys feel as confident and as comfortable as you possibly can in September. But absolutely anything that you want to ask, please make sure that you do that. What I don't want to do is make you late for what you've got next. So, pleasure to actually see some of your faces this morning. Hopefully you found that informative. Hopefully you got something out of it. And like I said, if there's anything at all that you've got left to ask, then please make sure you ask that question. I will say goodbye. Enjoy the rest of your day. Enjoy the rest of this term. I will see lots of you early in August for summer school. And then I'll see everybody in early September. Really looking forward to meeting you all properly, not through a screen. Have a really great day. See you soon.